Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Stream your favorite shows on ESPN975.com.
It's really quite simple.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 975. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What's up, SportsMappers? Welcome to the fray. It's The Usual Suspects on a Wayback Wednesday. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel. The theme of Wayback Wednesday: songs pre-2008 that involve royalty in some way, shape, or form, whether it be title, artist, reputable nickname, or
yes.
Once sang happy birthday to royalty. I don't know.
Let's get into that real quick before I give you my weird food things that I do. The fact that you had Stevie Wonder's happy birthday on your list, which has nothing to do with royalty.
He sang it. He sang it for Martin Luther King.
You know what?
There are stretches, and then there is that.
Does Martin Luther King have the word king in his name?
But it says nothing to do with the song.
Stevie Wonder sing for Martin Luther King.
He sang the song.
Birthday song is good.
Did he write the song for Martin Luther King?
I'll allow it.
No. You know, we voted, you and I voted to be able to say that it had to have one foot in royalty. You're not even in the pool with this, and Joel and I vote, disqualified.
Let the listeners decide.
Oh,
if he's saying about Martin Luther King.
You're going to get your bots involved again. You can't just get your bots 713-780-3776.
At Barry is funny, at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel.
Pandering ass Nick.
It counts.
You can't just have your bots win everything for you.
He's saying it for Martin Luther King. It counts.
No. You're wrong, and you're a liar, and you're disqualified. So
I kind of was hoping you wouldn't notice. That's why I played it during the Sarah Barshop segment. Yeah. I figured y'all would go straight to Sarah Barshop. Obviously, y'all were talking like... But when y'all started talking about STDs, I thought for sure you would mention it, but y'all still didn't.
No.
Y'all still didn't hear it.
Kind of tough to rotate it from STDs into happy birthday.
Yeah, that's true.
Joel did mention it, though, going, he's like, if you want to get him on a technicality.
Yeah, I kind of see one.
Because I didn't pay attention to your list. I just knew it sucked. I was like, I don't even need to see it to know it sucked.
I haven't thrown up a poll, so we can't decide that yet.
Do it.
Yeah, you pole thrower. Get it out there.
All right. Keith said, I'm not going to lie, I won't knock chicken in the soda until I try it. Well, good for you. No way am I trying that. Soda,
I think that tarnishes. That's a waste of good chicken fingers.
I would agree. Oh, I think it's a waste of good soda. Soda barbecue sauce is good. I marinate my pork shoulders with Dr. Pepper. It's kind of strange.
I've heard Dr. Pepper. It. Yes, absolutely. Yep. I've heard that.
One of my brother-in-laws likes honey mixed with ketchup.
Oh, good Lord, no.
That's strange.
If you go, there's this popular food truck that I always talk about, Oh My Gogi. Uh-huh. They'll have like a sriracha sauce, but it's like mayonnaise, ketchup.
Right, but
honey.
The sriracha mayonnaise is good.
But you can use ketchup. I can see why people would mix it.
Okay. With honey, though?
Because ketchup can change things up.
How about this for weird? When getting snacks at the movie theater, I eat dill pickle with Butterfinger on the side. You're super weird.
I'm not even trying that.
You shouldn't be allowed around children. My mother puts ketchup in her peas.
No.
In her peas? He said it actually isn't bad, or they said no. But I think I can out. It's going to be. Wait till I do. My wife puts peanut butter with syrup on her pancakes, and now she has my kids doing it. That's from Trevor G.
Now, I've heard that.
I've heard peanut butter on pancakes.
People put peanut butter on pancakes, for sure.
And like you talked about with the burger, the fact that it kind of gets melty a little bit, that it adds to the syrup and everything. I can see that. That's sugar and sugar, too.
Someone said the song Happy Birthday has the name Martin Luther King in the song.
Bam!
I don't know why I read that.
Hey, what are you doing?
Game over.
What the hell's wrong with you?
I knew there was something in it because I Googled it. There was some sort of link and it said Martin Luther King. What did you say?
I said you didn't know shoot.
Oh, okay.
I almost said the wrong poop word.
Yeah. So I'm not disqualified.
No.
Fine, texter.
Adam said you were DQ'd, but he didn't realize that the lyrics had that in there. Okay, the weird thing that I do with my food. Did you think of something?
I really didn't. Really did not. I did try Coke and milk once, and I regretted it.
Really? You put cocaine in your milk?
No. Nope. 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 Coca-Cola and milk.
Oh, why did you do that?
My friend was insistent on me trying it.
I got drunk one night and made eggs with vodka instead of putting butter in the pan.
Oh, I put vodka. Lord, man.
I was just hammered, and I was like, you know what? We don't need butter. We need vodka.
Something that evaporates so quickly.
I don't know. And then so I put the eggs in there. Vodka also not nonstick. Not all yeah. The eggs stuck. It just pulled. It basically made egg soup is what it made, and it was disgusting.
And you ate it anyway.
I did eat it anyways. I was drunk. I was very drunk. Very drunk. All right. Here's two things that I do with food that's pretty gross.
Is it a cucumber?
No, Joel.
You kind of walked right into it, but okay, go ahead.
Just grow up. All right, first thing. Now, my ex-wife got me doing this because she used to do this, and she was like, you have to try it, and I tried it, and I actually liked it. Black-eyed peas, put mayonnaise in there.
Yeah, you're disgusting.
God,
yeah.
No way.
Yeah, put mayonnaise.
You're a big mayo guy, though.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with mayo.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying that's accurate, right?
Yeah. I mean, on the hot dog.
On the
sure,
hot dog
yeah.
Is the other one I was going. Hamburgers. That you're adamant about
sandwiches. Yeah. Now you made me
black
forget my other one. I'm sitting here trying to think of the other thing that I do that's weird with food. Yeah, black mayo just you know regular black eyed peas cooked, heated up. Get you a spoonful of mayo, mix it up. It's legit.
Legitimately disgusting.
You would never. You wouldn't try.
No.
You're not a mayo guy, though, are
I'm
you?
I'm not.
Nick?
No.
At
not
all?
A mayo
like
guy.
Not on like a hamburger?
Nope. Would not,
not
even.
On. I won't a eat sandwich.
A, not a fan.
Definitely
I get really
not a
mad.
Hot dog.
That's just childish. I know why.
No. Like, no. No. Aside from that, no. Just you went there, not me.
Well, then why definitely not a hot dog? What's the difference?
Because I just was raised where you put ketchup on a hot dog or barbecue sauce on a hot dog, but you don't put, I'm not even big on mustard on a hot dog, but
really?
I get it. Ketchup and mustard together too, occasionally, but I'm just not, I can't see mayonnaise on a hot dog.
It's delicious.
Mayonnaise? Is that how you say it? I say mayonnaise. Yeah. Is that wrong?
No. I think both of them are right in this case.
I don't know. I think I just say mayonnaise. There's no.
Speaking
I don't
about
pronounce
eating a hot dog, 346 area code before you get blocked, ending in 5532. You can eat more than that, and you have options. I mean, to say that we shouldn't welcome in the third hour by saying welcome to the fray. There's no fray, just two dudes sitting behind a cheaply made desk. Well, there's cheaply made AM stations you can listen to too. Why don't you cheaply try one of those and then look in the mirror and realize it ain't all it's cracked up
you
to be.
Filthy
chief.
Animal.
You all right?
Good. Good. I had to get that done.
I like to put sloppy Joe over fries with cheese.
That's not
try.
That weird. I don't think that's weird.
Good.
I don't think that's weird.
The best part of sloppy Joe's is when you're done with the sandwich itself, you have the Ruffles chips that you scoop
yes.
up to
yeah.
the sloppy Joe
yep.
that's spilled
yep.
out.
That's
the best part.
Yep, you're absolutely right.
Okay. Now, we'll keep going with this, but let's get this out of the way.
I don't even know if I want to take this call today.
It's going to be scary.
It's going to be directed at me.
Based on the subject alone, this one could go way off the rails.
Get it out of the way, OU Mike.
Nick, I promise you I will not talk about you taking off to get your side plowed yesterday. I wanted to talk about STDs at all these Christian colleges. What's the problem with that? Don't they teach them stuff out of the Bible? The Bible teaches you about all that. STDs, PMS, all that stuff, because it talks about the fiery furnace, and and with TMS, it said that Mary had rode Joseph's ass all the way to Bethlehem.
Why am I laughing at that?
First of all, that's a street joke, but he managed, I mean, you know, he legged out the grounder and there was a bobble at first. He's safe. Like, he barely pulled that out of his ass at the end.
So instead of open mic, we get OU mic.
Yes.
And he tries to slide that by a comedian.
Not good. Not terrible, not good.
But so somebody that's said, the second time. So he's literally, I'm a staunch supporter of a 50-50 OU mic on the calls. But with that one.
Not good.
He's sliding under the Mendoza line.
Okay.
I think he's sliding a little bit.
Catch up on waffles? That was a text.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, I don't think I would
I'm
going to
say
that.
Negative on that
waffles?
One. There's weirder stuff out there to eat, but I'm not big on the ketchup.
Isn't that sweets on sweet? You stick with waffles are meant
to a little
to have,
sour, too,
like,
when you think
sweet.
About it.
I wouldn't put, like, that's like putting, like, I wouldn't put gravy on waffles. I don't want,
oh,
like,
I would
a
try that,
cook.
I think.
Yeah, gravy on, I'm not big on gravy, but.
I think I would try gravy on waffles.
I'll tell you what
that
was
sounds pretty good,
what
actually.
What was legit was when, God, what's the restaurant they don't have here anymore? Oh, doggone it. I'm trying to think of the name of it. That had the warm rolls that they gave you, unlimited warm rolls.
Brandy's?
No. But it had, and you get the great, the brown gravy with the warm rolls.
Oh,
that's outstanding.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll think about it.
Oh, Black Eyed Pea?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Black Eyed Pea, where you get the unlimited warm rolls, and then you get the brown gravy.
Yeah, which actually.
I wouldn't be dipping it with
they
the mayonnaise.
Prefer, they would rather use call it the African-American Eyed Pea. Now, that in Dallas,
talk about me?
There's a place called the Cotton Patch, which is really, really good, and it's just like the Black Eyed Pea, but it's like they don't have them down here. So you can go to Dallas, they have the Black Eyed Pea, they have the Cotton Patch, but it's like southern food.
Yeah.
Dude, it's legit. I used to love Black Eyed Pea.
Like chicken fried steak. Chicken,
yeah. No, it's way better than Black Eyed Pea, but they just don't have any down here, but it's legit good. Okay. Yeah, so if you ever get a chance, like, head into Dallas, Cotton Patch, hit it up. Legit.
There you go. All right, if you're with us, we appreciate you for the most part. We're going to continue to roll on. It's the usual suspect. It's SportsMap 94.1 and ESPN 97.5. Back with more in minutes.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back, final hour, Usual Suspects, SportsMap 94.1, ESPN 97.5. The fray continues.
Yeah, a lot of folks giving us their food things. This might be the worst. This is definitely worse than chicken fingers and soda and mayo and black-eyed peas. Cali Boy in Texas said, and I'm quoting here, my grandmother used to put gravy on chocolate cake.
That's really bad.
White gravy, not brown gravy, because brown gravy would be disgusting. That has to be, of all the things that we've gotten that has been sent to us or talked about, that's the weirdest, I think.
I agree with you.
Gravy on cake, like, I told him, you need a new grandma. No one, that's pretty gross. Like, that's gross. Hopefully that didn't get passed down to you, Cali Boy, because I don't want to see you getting made fun of with the whole gravy on the chocolate. No, I don't get it.
I'm texting Lisa right now because she is a cake connoisseur and a sweet tooth like no other. And I'm going to ask, would you do gravy on chocolate cake?
Somebody said I put whipped cream on my wife's edible underwear. All right. Yeah, that's enough of the text line for the day.
So the one I was
talking... And you were worried about mayo.
Yeah.
Yeah. But bread and Doritos.
Yeah, that's yours.
That's you?
I love bread and Doritos.
Nothing else.
Totally forgot about that,
nothing
by the way.
Nothing else.
Like any kind of bread, certain kinds of bread.
Any type of bread that has like a soft inside or middle.
Okay.
With a crunchy texture. I just like it. I used to do it in high school all the time.
So like a toast or.
Yeah. What got me in the habit, like when I went to high school, we had like literally 22 minutes. Oh, Tyler heard
Tyler,
me?
Yeah, yeah, Tyler was like, what
22
the hell?
Minutes of lunchtime in high school.
Okay.
By the time you got into line and waited and got your food, you'd have like 3 or 4 minutes to eat.
Right.
So a lot of what was very popular was the vending machines. And there's this section where they were selling all these bread rolls. And let me tell you, they would have trays of these bread rolls. And I would just buy one bread roll or two bread rolls, a couple bags of Doritos, and that would be my lunch. Very unhealthy. But that's what I did because we didn't have time to eat.
Man, that sounds like I would feel bad if I saw a homeless person eating that. I'd be like, oh, this poor guy.
Try it. It tastes great.
Yeah, it tastes like homeless.
It doesn't. It tastes amazing.
My God.
Tyler, who says that's weird, I bet you he'd like it.
Oh, well,
no
yeah.
way.
After certain other edibles, maybe. There's no way he's just eating bread and Doritos. You'd have to be high first. That sounds like a high snack.
So you crack open a hard roll. Which has got the soft center, and you're going to jam Doritos in there and call that a sandwich?
Ooh.
I won't do it.
Did you say hearts?
Hard roll.
Oh.
I'm going to bring some tomorrow.
I was going to say.
I'm going to bring it tomorrow.
We could certainly spend some time on that. Best roll /biscuit in the business? Because somebody mentioned that there's I said the Cotton Patch is up there in Dallas.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Black Eyed Peas. Somebody said, well, there's a potato patch down here. And no, it's not the same at all. Because the Cotton Patch, they don't throw their biscuits at you. At the Potato Patch, they throw the roll at you. So if you're like, hey, I need a roll, they just throw it at you. They just throw it across the restaurant to you. It's pretty funny. But I thought you said Hart's roll because Hart's, their
chicken,
rolls.
The Hart's chicken and biscuit. Yeah.
Ooh, boy. Underrated for sure. Might be one of the best in the biz. I think if I had to pick, I'd probably go Red Lobster Cheddar Bay biscuit number one.
Would you really?
Yeah. I could eat like a billion of those.
Okay.
You got a favorite roll or like where you go somewhere and it's just
mine
like...
was the Black Eyed Peas when they came out with the hot rolls yeah. And then you had the gravy.
All right. Any particular roll that you go with the Doritos? Anything special?
No.
Okay.
I just like that crunchy to soft
all right.
texture.
I mean, you tried to out-weird everybody.
My
that
dad
is
would
for
tell
sure.
you that nothing
no,
beats
the
a
gravy
good hard
on the
roll.
Chocolate cake gravy, has to
that,
be the winner.
That's definitely the, yeah, you're right.
Has
that
to.
Is definitely
My dad would tell you nothing beats a good hard roll when you get it just baked right, and then you cut her open, put a bratwurst in there, and some sautéed sauerkraut and some bar. Oh, baby. That's a taste you can't soon forget, my friend.
I like it. You want to do a giveaway right now? Let's do it. Let's give away 2 tickets to see Mexico take on Uruguay.
Who?
Now, what?
Who are they playing?
Mexico takes on Uruguay. September 7th. This is 2 tickets. The Mexican national soccer team takes on number 5 ranked Uruguay, led by Suarez, Godin, and Cavani. September 7th at NRG Stadium. Can't wait to win. Buy your tickets now through Ticketmaster starting at just $30. It's Mexico versus Uruguay. September 7th. Win these tickets and you're also entered into the Florida Football Friday Grand Prize. You can win a trip to Amelia Island in Jacksonville, Florida, courtesy of Florida's First Coast of Golf. We'll take caller number 10, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776, caller number 10. Good luck. It's Mexico and Uruguay. Now, let's get these calls out of the way.
Did you say their midfielder was gonorrhea? What?
What? No, I didn't say any of that. It's Mexico and Uruguay. Am I not saying it right? Is that not right? Is that Uruguay?
That would be incorrect.
You have listeners.
Now you
got to
do the whole giveaway again.
Uruguay?
Nope.
Uruguay.
I don't know if I can say it right, but I know that's wrong.
Okay. Who's been holding the longest? Let's take Tyler's nasty food call. Tyler, what's up?
No, Uruguay. All right. So. First of all,
not that there's
Nick,
anything
you
wrong
said,
with
that. You said you have you had 22 minutes to eat. Did you mean juvie instead of high school?
holiday.
Oh my God!
I wanted to ask. It's been 4 days since UT lost to Maryland. Do you think Tom Herman was so mad that he's running his players to death in practice?
Too soon.
No? Was that like an OU Mike joke?
Too soon.
Serious topic. Serious topic. Okay. Charlie brought this up earlier. He was talking about best double play combos ever in the bigs. And mine that I grew up watching and I loved him was Omar Vizquel and Robbie Alomar. Ooh. I wanted to know if you guys think anybody was better than them.
That's a really good one, man.
I can go up and down the list with some good ones. Trammell and Whitaker in Detroit.
I was
going
to say, that's always the one that comes to mind first.
Yeah.
But there were some
Yankees,
good ones.
You can't really go because every year they were changing to get the highest priced best at every different position, so it was tough. Bill Russell and Davey Lopes were the Dodger combo forever.
Yeah.
Concepcion at shortstop for the Reds with Joe Morgan's pretty good.
Not too shabby.
If you now see the other thing is, are you just talking about the turning two in the middle of the infield? You're talking about their bats too, because.
Yeah,
Joe Morgan. I think he
just
stick.
Meant right. I think he just meant turning two. I don't know that you beat Trammell and Whitaker.
I don't either. I mean, and of course, the runner up would be Robin Yount and Jim Gantner.
No,
probably not. Right?
Probably not. Okay. No. Lawrence wants to talk nasty food. Lawrence, what's up, man?
Hold on. I don't know if we'll be able to get Lawrence in.
Oh.
No, we don't have Lawrence.
Oh, we don't? We lost Lawrence?
You get all cut? Right. Lawrence,
he got cut
there,
by
you
accident.
Got cut off
call,
by
yeah,
accident.
Call back.
We'll get you on after the break, and we'll work you back in. So we'll take a break here, get you back in, Lawrence, if you call back real quick, and we'll continue to roll on with the final half hour of the show. We appreciate you taking us along for the ride. We're going to take you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1. All upset, so I apologize, and the wise don't sweat.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for the final half hour of The Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1, where the fray continues. Before we get to more sports, you got some text to clear up.
Yeah, one text for sure. Somebody said, oh, forget you, Barry. I noticed my 19-year-old daughter had white toenails this weekend when she came over. You bastard, Barry.
Doesn't Holly get some of the blame for that?
She does. Yeah. She does. She does get some of the blame. By the way, tons of texts coming in. Sorry we couldn't get to them all. But some of y'all eat some weird stuff. I'm just going to say that.
Yep.
And then somebody tweeted to me and said that there is, in fact, Brian Bonner said there is, in fact, a cotton patch in spring off of 29, 20, and 45. I was like, I don't know. I thought that was the 1960 and Hardy one, but apparently not because I Googled it. It's there.
You going to go over there?
Oh, yeah. That's in my area.
When the wife, by the way, we didn't touch base back on that. When the wife sent you the text, she was hungry. Uh-huh. What'd you go with?
We went to Chewy's.
Okay, so you indulge.
Got, yeah.
Queso and margaritas.
Never get queso at Chewy's.
I agree with you.
Not good.
No, nope. I just get the ranch, whatever, creamy jalapeno dressing. The creamy jalapeno
people
dip.
People love
for
that
chips.
Green sauce. Oh. Yeah, that green.
I learned how to make it at home. It's legit. Yeah, I can. I make it all the time at the house. So somebody said no T.I. King back on the list. Is that prior to 2008?
I don't think it is, but.
Okay. Yeah, it is. It is prior.
Is it?
Okay. I thought about it too, but he was kind of self-proclaimed. So,
Troy Maddox said, growing up, I saw Dunston and Sandberg, and I thought they were a good combo. It's not bad.
Yeah.
Not a bad double play combination. And then
Ozzie Smith and Tommy Herr.
Yeah, nobody remembers Tommy Herr that
way. He was an all-star.
Yeah, but I don't think it's a name that just rolls off the tongue for folks. Jesus said, I think the runner-up for turning two is whoever the Astros are playing that day.
Good point. Boy, the Astros lead the league in double plays.
They do seem to be hitting into a lot of double plays. Not something you would expect from the team, but it seems a bit out of character for them this year to be doing it. But, yeah, Manny said whoever just played under pressure wins. Thank you. I won. That'll be the last text we read. Declaring me the winner.
Cody said his dad eats peanut butter, mayonnaise, white bread.
Really?
Filthy disgusting.
I know we were going to move on to sports, but I got to get to this story.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you seen this Jimmy Seafood thing going on?
I did, yep.
It is absolutely hilarious. Nick, have you seen this?
No, I have not.
So Jimmy Seafood is in an all-out war on Twitter with PETA and anyone that sides with PETA. Like, they're shooting shots. They don't care. They're taking on all comers. And don't, if you have a picture up and you disagree with Jimmy Seafood, they're going to talk about your looks. They're going to call you ugly. They're going to do whatever they want to do. And it is absolutely hilarious. So there was an article that came out in the Baltimore Sun, but it's been all over the place. But basically what happened is PETA put up a billboard that said, "It's me, not meat." Mm-hmm. And it was a picture of a crab in the billboard. And it basically said, you know, don't eat crabs, that they have feelings and whatnot. And I'm trying to find this list of all the different things that they put on their Twitter account, because they got mean. So PETA kind of responded, and this isn't the first time that they've done this, but the Jimmy Seafood, they've gone after PETA before. But they said, so PETA put, "It's me. I'm me, not meat. See the individual, go vegan." And then they put up their own billboard that said something about meat. They put "me" and "meat" on their billboard and said, "Your move, PETA." And then now they're posting pictures of crab, boiled crabs, and putting "Good morning, PETA" on their Twitter account. And then some lady put, "Childish taunts are good for business, apparently." And this is where, like, they started to respond, right? So Jimmy Seafood said, "Look, we," and this chick that said the childish response, she has reddish pink hair. They said, "Look, we won't give you hair advice, and you don't give us business advice."
Oh, cool, man.
Cool. To which somebody goes, yo, Jimmy's, "Let's be real for a moment. Megan's hair is super rad, so trying to make a joke about her hair is lame AF, and it's 2018. Can we not all just be besties? And once again, her hair is super rad, your friend Kip." To which Jimmy Seafood responds, "She's still not going to date you. A for effort. Rad effort." They were like, "Hey, man, long-distance relationships never work." This is Kip again. "Long-distance relationships never work. Well, at least that's what your mom told me last night." So now they're like firing back. "But please let your mom know that that sandwich she made for me was delicious." And then another guy put like a picture of himself, and they basically called him Pig Man because he's got like a pig nose, kind of. Dude, it's
amazing.
Can I
just ask a question? Did you take over Jimmy Seafood's Twitter account?
I am stunned. And people are like, I don't know who's running that account, but I mean, it's not as good as Wendy's. If you've never been on Wendy's.
I was just going to say, that's the kind of like the non-PC version of Wendy's.
Yeah, when Wendy's is shooting shots, it's unbelievable. But if you get a chance, just go to Jimmy Seafood, because they were out there. They were like, "Here's a picture of, this took like four crabs, it's like seven things in the seafood dish." They were like, "That's still 35,993 less animals than PETA destroyed at one of their rescue shelters." Like, dude, it's brutal, man. And they're like, they're not holding back at all. They're calling them out for articles that they posted about their rescue shelters. And Jimmy Seafood, man,
I love it when a company allows whoever's running the social media to kind of give their social media account some sort of personality.
Yes.
And kind of give him a little bit of a leash to kind of have fun and do what he wants. Because you will get fired for what you tweet.
Felt that way too.
Yeah. I know.
Do what?
My good buddy Chad Shanks.
Yeah, he got fired for the Rockets tweet. Yeah.
So here's the best one. Now, this is kind of long, but I feel like the payoff for this is worth it. All right. So this guy tweets to Jimmy Seafood and says, "Trash, imagine taunting an animal charity's honorable intentions to increase welfare for living animals. Truth is, companies like you are what's wrong with the world. You basically rape the ocean and earth for your own profit. Animals don't exist to be exploited by humans." To which Jimmy's responds, "Rape jokes aren't cool. After you hit puberty, come tweet us again and we'll give you a proper roast. Until then, remember the boogeyman isn't real." Now this cat
Good Lord.
Yeah, rape jokes. There was no rape. rape joke there, but your lack of basic comprehension can be forgiven working at Jimmy's. Also, I'm 30. I just have a killer moisturizer. P.S. I live in England where no one's ever heard of Jimmy's Seafood Shack Bucket. And they responded, you better tread carefully or we'll give you that 1776 England treatment. Dude, man. It's just... And then he fires back again. He said, don't forget, this is Jimmy Seafood now, talking to the guy in England. This is the best part. Don't forget, if it wasn't for us, you'd be speaking and tough tweeting German right now. Dude, that's amazing. Brutal. That is amazing.
That might be the owner. That can't be some guy hired.
I was just going to say, that can't be a minimum wage employee.
No. Working.
And they're giving them that kind of flexibility?
Bro, shoot. But that, I mean, you talk about a mic drop. You would be tough tweeting in German if it wasn't for us. That's a mic drop. Oh, wee. So, yeah, if you get a chance, you should hop on Twitter and check that out. It's pretty amazing. And it's been nonstop for like a day now.
Still going?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
They've been just shooting shots at everybody. Don't get in the way. Good stuff.
We'll get some football and wrap it all up. Sounds like Le'Veon Bell is not going to report anytime soon. John Clayton reporting that now his teammates are getting a little bit irked. Linemen are citing how much more he makes than they do. And they're his blockers. They don't understand his worry about wear and tear on his body in the last year of his contract. Bad situation. Agent said he's going to protect himself. That ain't endearing himself to his teammates.
Nope.
Interesting to see how that one plays out, even more so than the Earl Thomas situation.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah. And we're not even in
week one yet. Usually in situations like that, the team sticks together, right? The players understand that, but
they understand guys got to get paid.
Yeah.
But now it sounds like they're getting a little bit irked too. So
They'll forgive him if he performs.
Oh yeah.
If he performs, and teammates included, they'll forgive him if he performs.
And basically, with no training camp last year, he certainly did. So he probably believes he can do it again.
Yeah.
All right, we'll continue with one last segment of the big show. Wrap it up, put a bow on it, turn it over to the Blitz. It's ESPN 97.5. It's Sports Map 94.1.
ESPN 97.5.
What's up, Loan?
Anthology.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final segment of the big show. Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4, Blitz till 7, number one sports station in town. So just lock it in. Keep it there.
Real quick, I want to give a quick shout out to Mom. It's her birthday today.
Hey!
Happy birthday, Mrs. Shimama.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Mom. And fun fact, 1 year younger than Freddie Mercury. Exactly 1 year. If he was alive... He would be exactly 1 year older than my mom.
Good news is she is, and she's still doing well. So
yes.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Shamama.
Yeah.
Yep.
birthday.
Taking her out to dinner tonight?
We are. I don't know where, but we are. We will
camping,
go somewhere.
Camping next
Not
weekend?
Not camping. No. Nope. Negative.
Sure? Take her to Jimmy Seafood. There's none down here, but that would be great.
Stop by Rover Oaks.
We did consider Papa Do's.
Oh, yeah?
We did consider Papa Do's.
By the way, Raheel texted and said something about Boom Boom sauce at Chewy's. No idea what that is.
Have no idea.
No clue. It doesn't sound... It sounds like what Tyler was saying that guy did to the biscuits at Black Eyed Pea. I don't want a Boom Boom sauce.
See, now that's an inside joke.
Well, I mean, I gave it a little outside flair, I guess.
He did, a little bit.
Yeah. A couple news and notes from the NFL world.
Yes, please.
You mentioned Antonio Brown.
I mentioned the Steelers.
Right. So he's expected to be a full go in the season opener against the Browns. That's according to head coach Mike Tomlin. Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz is still waiting on medical clearance. Doug Peterson said Tuesday that Nick Foles is starting Thursday night's opener against the Falcons. New running back for the New Orleans Saints, Mike Gillisley, is listed as the backup on the Saints depth chart. As you know, Mark Ingram is out for 4 games, I believe.
Suspension.
Yep. So he'll be second behind Kamara. Dolphins wide receiver Devontae Parker's middle finger is substantially better. I bring that up for fantasy reasons, obviously.
I thought you wanted to flip somebody off.
Also, running backs Kenyon Drake and Frank Gore are listed as co-starters. Also, another fantasy thing to keep in mind. Co-starters,
but that was
splitting time in the backfield is going to suck.
Remember, though? Who was the coach there? Adam Gase?
Yeah.
Remember when he said he did it intentionally early in the preseason just to be an a-hole?
And
now he's doing it?
Yeah. We could ask Sigmund Bloom tomorrow at 2:30 when he joins us for the fantasy segment. But I feel like I would lean Drake right here, Kenyon Drake, for the Dolphins. But we'll find out what Sigmund Bloom says.
You got to wonder, it's kind of like with Tom Brady, when does Frank Gore kind of hit the wall and start falling off quickly?
So old. Last note for the day, Philadelphia Eagles running back Jay Ajayi was upgraded to full participant in practice. Looks like he might get some action as well. So there you go. There's notes.
And Paxton Lynch is going to work out for the Bills.
Yes.
That's just, boy, but what are the Bills thinking, by the way?
Who knows, dude? It's the Bills. You have to ask AJ that. That's his favorite team.
I know it is, starting a guy in Peterman that's thrown 5 picks in a game.
Yeah.
Last time he was on the field. And I just don't get it. You spent a number one on a quarterback that hasn't, Allen, and Josh Allen hasn't looked bad.
But Lynch has looked bad in each and every one training camps.
Garbage right now.
So.
There was a fan in Denver that started a GoFundMe to try and just come up with his salary so that he could get cut.
All right, I just want to end it on a high note. Any explanation why Wisconsin fell a slot in the poll?
Yeah, you're a smartass. Ohio State scored 77 points in their opener.
Yeah,
and Wisconsin only beat Western Kentucky 34-3. So
new AP poll out. Obviously, it's been out for a day or so. But Alabama still at 1, Clemson 2, Georgia 3. Ohio State moves up a spot to 4. Wisconsin drops a spot to 5. But they still got a first place vote.
Yep.
They still got 1.
They still got that same quarterback that can't throw.
I was also kind of shocked that when ESPN was ranking all the strength of schedules, they had Wisconsin up there as a really hard schedule above a lot of schools that I thought.
But they don't play Ohio State, although most of their tough games are on the road. But let me just tell you something, both, that will solidify everything about why I have no confidence in Wisconsin. Their quarterback's still named Hornibrook, and he still sucks.
They only have games against 2 ranked teams right now.
Yeah, but they put them over A&M's schedule. Yeah. They've got them over a bunch of teams.
That surprises me.
They don't play Ohio State. They play Michigan and Penn State.
That's the ranked teams left.
They play Penn State on the road as well, Michigan on the road, Purdue on the road, and Iowa on the road. But,
that is weird.
How many ranked teams A&M has? I think Wisconsin only has 2. A&M, I think they're playing like 4 or 5 ranked teams.
They're in the SEC, so you're going to play ranked teams.
So how is Wisconsin with a tougher schedule?
I mean,
it's a valid question.
Out of conference? I'm not sure.
Good Lord, no. They played Western Kentucky.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, who did A&M play out of conference?
Northwestern State.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and you've got 1 and 2 on your schedule, speaking of A&M, in Alabama and Clemson, plus Auburn, Mississippi State, and LSU, and South Carolina.
People are high on Mississippi State, as they should be.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good teams that they're playing.
So, besides the Badgers, any surprises in that poll? I'll round out the top 10 for you. We got Wisconsin at 5, OU at 6, Auburn 7, Notre Dame 8, Washington 9, and Stanford 10. Other big jumps, LSU jumping up 14 spots to number 11. Mm-hmm. Virginia Tech jumps up 8 spots to number 12. And the big loser in the poll was Miami dropping 14 spots to 22. Any surprises, maybe?
How is Michigan still in the poll?
That's a good question.
That's my biggest surprise. Yeah. How is Michigan
because they have an opportunity. If they win out, the rest of their schedule is not that difficult. If they win out, they're back in the discussion,
in
my opinion.
What they showed right there showed you enough to say at least, okay.
But they had the ball 2 minutes to go against the number, 8 team now?
Notre Dame didn't get blown out the way I thought they would be.
They didn't get blown out. Notre Dame will finish as a ranked team. If Michigan, like you said, if Michigan wins out, they're...
But until Michigan wins out, I wouldn't rank them anymore.
Because I agree with that.
Yeah, they look pretty sloppy.
But I don't know about not ranking them. They fell 7 spots. That would mean they would have to tumble another, 4 or 5 spots? You're going to drop them 11 or 12 for losing to a top 10 team?
Just the way they looked, I would.
Okay.
Make them earn it.
Okay. Well, there's your big shot. I mean,
they're going to drop Wisconsin to spot. Screw them. Drop Michigan out.
It's
Florida State in there? Because they don't deserve to be either. Florida State looked like certified dog crap.
How is A&M not in the top 25? They looked amazing.
Okay. Northwestern State. Yeah, tell you what. A&M will be ranked if they win this weekend.
Oh,
how about
buddy.
That?
Oh, buddy. What do you think? They slide in the top 20?
Oh, my God.
If they beat Clemson?
If they beat Clemson, I would definitely top 20.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Won't last long.
College football is exciting this season. It's always exciting, but I'm looking forward to this season for whatever reason.
There's
a bunch
I.
to talk about. A bunch.
Yep, I would agree. All right, that's all I wanted to mess with you about. You got anything you wanted to hammer home? I mean, you can't talk. You're going to have plenty to do Monday when we come back from a Texans debacle in New England and an Aggie thumping from Clemson, so you'll be able to get me back. Don't
it's
you
okay.
worry, my friend.
It's okay. I'm not gonna do any comedian bashing or anything like that. I'm just telling you.
No,
you see, Terry Bradshaw came out. By the way, you're talking about a lot of Steelers. Terry Bradshaw started a few years ago where he wasn't the biggest fan of Mike Tomlin, and instead of like kind of easing off of that, and obviously he's got a national job. We saw what Braylon Edwards, the former Michigan All-American. When he was critical of Michigan on Twitter this weekend, got suspended indefinitely. We had talked about that the other day. So if you're Terry Bradshaw, do you really want to keep stirring it up with the Steelers? Because he and Tomlin got tangled in 2016 when Bradshaw called him a cheerleader instead of a coach. I don't know if you remember that.
Yep.
So now, via ProFootballTalk.com, Bradshaw went out and said, I played for a tough sucker in Chuck Knoll, and I was afraid of him. And we played our ass off for him because we feared him. I don't see that with this guy. He's chest bumping and all that. I'm the head of the corporation. I'm the CEO. I'm the chairman of the board. I'm talking to the stockholders, telling them, here's how we're going to do at the end of the quarter. I'm selling this thing, and I'm not delivering the goods, which is championships. You got to face the criticism. I'm sorry. He's not my kind of coach. I've said it before. I'll say it again.
He's just old, man. Forgive him.
God, is he?
When you start saying, oh, players have to fear coaches, players don't fear coaches anymore, man.
No.
Get over it. Like, get over it. You're 70 years old and you're old. I'm sorry.
And
that's all that is.
If you fear the coach, chances are the coach will be removed because in professional football, the players make more than the coach.
I was going to say, you stop fearing the coach once you start making more than them.
Yep.
Yeah.
And in college, you still fear the coach. There's a healthy respect for
coaches
exactly. in the NFL, but I think it's also by bubble players. You're never going to have a guy... Tom Brady doesn't fear Bill Belichick. I mean, I'm sorry. That's just not going to be the case.
But even those lower tier quarterbacks, unless you're like a rookie, like a Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
Like I think, you know, Bridgewater, Tyrod Taylor, all those guys have moved past being afraid their head coach, I think. And most of the quarterbacks that are starting for NFL teams, I feel like, do not fear
nobody,
their coach.
Including Tyrod Taylor or Tyrod Taylor, is going to be afraid of
you Hugh said
Jackson.
Tyrod only thought, is that the right way to say it?
Tyrod is the way they said that. He said he
I've been saying Tyrod forever. Then I heard Joel say
well,
Tyrod.
But then someone uncovered a video of him when he was a high school player, and they said, state your name for us, and he said Tyrod.
Yeah. I'm sticking with Tyrod. It's always been
okay,
Tyrod.
So we're not going to get killed if we say Tyrod.
No.
All right.
No.
All good.
Thiesman, yeah. Thiesman. Dorsett.
Yep.
And Bradshaw went on to say, Tomlin is winning football games at the same time Super Bowls are disappearing. That's my criticism. How do you have this great offense and you're a defensive guy? I think that the football team should have been in another Super Bowl or two. And how could you not be? Then you lose at home to Jacksonville in the playoffs. I don't care how good of a run Jacksonville's on. I don't care how Jacksonville played New England in the championship game. You don't lose 45-42. Are you kidding me in a championship game? Again, implying that you're a defensive coach, first and foremost, and your defense gives up 45. Now, remember, there were some turnovers involved there that put them in a pretty good position, too. But, yeah, he's just hating on him.
I think Nick nails it, though. I mean, he's just an old-school guy. Yep. He's in because I love Mike Tomlin. And I'll tell you what, a lot of people like playing for that dude. That,
anybody who tries to trip an opposing team's player is a fantastic head coach. It's an amazing head
coach. You're absolutely right. Because he cares that much, right?
That's great.
And that's the thing. And a lot of times, too, and this was the knock on Tom Herman, when you talk about what a head coach does, one of the main things a head coach does is to motivate his team to be ready to play and run through a wall for you. And that's why they were critical of Tom Herman and his approach. At the same time, that's why you give Tomlin credit. Because regardless of whether it's a proper or the traditional approach or not, if it gets your players to play...
That's all that matters. That's it.
I just really wish analysts, especially all analysts would stop saying, I really don't feel like that player fears his head coach. No, he doesn't, and he never will. It's so dumb.
Like Barry said, when you make more than the coach, that's what I said all along. Yep. In college, that kind of coach still works because you still have to fear him for your scholarship until you get to where you want to go, which is wherever your end game is, if it's to play in the pros or whatever it is. But in the pros, you're already there and you're already making more. And if you're making more than the coach, you say, you know what? You'll go before I will.
That's how it happens.
Most times that's how it works.
Yep.
All right. We appreciate you guys, and we thank you for being along for the ride. We're going to be back tomorrow. Tomorrow, remote is local.
Oh, yeah.
Poker Royale.
That's right. I'm glad you said something. I would have forgot.
Friday, Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. So the World
Are we
Tour
all riding
continues.
Together? Are we riding together?
Well, I will
going
be here.
To the farm to pick your ass up.
All right. Well, that's a no. Thank you, Snookums. Appreciate you.
Takes you like 2 hours to get there from where you're at, huh?
Actually,
kind of takes me 2 hours, too, to get home.
It's further for him than it is for me.
Is it?
Yeah. Yep.
So we look forward to seeing you in B-Town on Friday and Poker Royale tomorrow. And hopefully everything will be good in your world. Sigmund Bloom tomorrow, 2:30 Fantasy Football. Don't forget that as well. For Nick, for Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great night. The Blitz is next. Stay tuned, everybody.
Then I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.